This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee will look at how to manage Wisconsin's sandhill crane population and reduce the crop damage they cause. The group is made up of state lawmakers, farmers, and conservationists. There's talk of setting up a hunting season. The committee is expected to make recommendations later next year. Kamala Harris's husband campaigns in Wisconsin this weekend. Doug Emhoff will speak at the Hmong Festival in Wausau and to a Democratic gathering in Stevens Point tomorrow. Vice President Harris became the presumptive Democratic nominee after President Biden left the race on Sunday. The Summer Olympics start today. As Lisa Hale reports, Wisconsin will be well represented.
18 athletes from the Badger State will compete for Team USA in the Paris 2024 Olympics. The biggest name competing might be Indiana Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. He's an Oshkosh native on the men's basketball team. The Paris Olympics officially kick off Friday and will last through August 11th. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
A proposed new building in Milwaukee would be the tallest in Wisconsin, and as Stuart J. Waddles reports, it would be the biggest wooden building in the world.
A developer has been selected for the Marcus Performing Arts Center parking garage project. The $700 million effort could include up to 750 residential units, office and retail space, a hotel, and structured parking. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is praising the development, citing its potential to enhance the city's economic and urban landscape.
Stuart J. Waddles reporting. Wisconsin wildlife officials are offering $25 rebates to get people to buy new endangered resources license plates. The plates raise money for the Natural Heritage Conservation Program and efforts to protect and restore native plants and animals and state natural areas. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a bill to prevent sudden hospital closures like the ones in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls this year. The bill requires large hospitals to notify federal agencies of a pending closure at least 3 months in advance. Baldwin is running for a third term against challenger Eric Hovde. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska. La Crosse has a new fire station for the second time in as many years. Fire Station 4 on the city's north side held its grand opening yesterday. The $8 million building replaces a structure built in the 1940s. The old building is designated as a historic landmark and is for sale. The new building also includes a police office and community room. Last year, the city opened Fire Station 2 on the UW-La Crosse campus. Fire Station 4 will hold 7 firefighters, as well as space for the department's vehicles and boats. A new Aldi store is open in La Crosse, filling in what had previously been a Shopko on Mormon Cooley Road. With the store's opening, both former Shopko locations have now been filled. Blue Zone Pickleball took over the city's other Shopko location. The new Aldi had hundreds of people lined up to go in when it opened, according to social media posts. The company opened a store in Sparta earlier this year and has plans to add a Viroqua location by the end of this year. There are currently 83 total Aldi stores in Wisconsin. Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced a bill yesterday meant to blunt the effect of sudden hospital closures. The bill is called the Hospital Stability and Health Services Act, or HSHS Act, sharing an acronym with the hospital group that suddenly closed 2 hospitals and over a dozen clinics in the Chippewa Valley and northwestern Wisconsin earlier this year. The bill, which was quickly supported by Governor Tony Evers, would require hospitals to give 90 days' notice to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services before closing. Nobody was hurt after a fire at an apartment building on La Crosse's north side last night. Firefighters arrived to the building on Caledonia Street at 6:49 p.m. or about 2 blocks from Copeland Park, according to a release. Crews saw flames and heavy smoke coming out of the second story of the building. It took crews 2 hours and 20 firefighters to put the fire out, according to the La Crosse Fire Department. The cause of the fire is being investigated. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game weekend series tonight against the Marlins. The Marlins have just added former All-Star Randy Arozarena following a trade with the Tampa Bay Rays. Meanwhile, it appears that Christian Yelich has opted for rest and rehab rather than undergo season-ending back surgery. The 32-year-old Yelich is on the IL for a second time this season with back problems. Yesterday, at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., the Padres let right-hander Dylan Cease finish the game with 114 pitches and just 3 walks on the Padres radio network.
Abrams to right field. Johnson coming in. He makes the catch. No hits for the Nats.
The Padres won 3-0. NFL training camp. The Packers now practicing in pads today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Meanwhile, Jordan Love contract talks continue with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's an expected huge blockbuster movie opening this weekend in theaters. Deadpool and Wolverine has been highly anticipated all summer and stars Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool and Hugh Jackman once again as Wolverine. The film should clean up at the box office due to the popularity of the franchise, the studios behind it, Marvel and Disney, and the 81% on Rotten Tomatoes does not hurt either. There's something for comedy fans that opens this weekend too, The Fabulous Four. The movie stars Bette Midler, Susan Sarandon, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and Bruce Greenwood. The Fabulous Four is being called an uproarious comedy by the makers behind it. The plot sees three lifelong friends road trip to Florida to attend the wedding of another lifelong friend, Bette Midler. The film will have to rely heavily on the popularity of its actors and their track records, as it is not reviewing particularly well. Then again, if you like the genre, the comedy doesn't necessarily have to be uproarious. At 15%, you just hope it doesn't make you clinically depressed. Have fun at the movies. Sometimes you hear things that can't be true. Here's one of them. John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard got married in Vegas to Paul Sorvino's widow, Dee Dee, after they met at the Hollywood Museum at an Abbott and Costello exhibit. All of that is true. People magazine reports that the mediocre at best actor gave credit to God for bringing him and Dee Dee together. There is no word yet if Schneider will rescind all of his comments to People like he does most of his insane political tweets. Also, according to People magazine, Tom Brady and model Brooks Nader have been casually hooking up. They always break the big stories. People's inside source did not clarify if casually hooking up meant that when Brady gets together with Nader, he wears JCPenney activewear, or if he's rounding third and headed for home. To be fair, an additional source says that they are not dating, and yet a third source says appropriately, who cares? Another season of horrible television is in the books after the Kardashians' season 5 finale. In riveting fashion, they all learn their biological ages, with O.J. Simpson's daughter Khloe learning that despite being 39, a TV quack doctor hired to protect the brand informed the least popular sister her biological age is actually 28. Whatever the hell that means. Other Kardashians who fared well were mom Kris, who found out she's actually 6 years younger than her actual age of 68. Kim Kardashian's real age is 43, but her biological age is 34. No word on what any of their plastic surgery ages are. In other news from the season finale, Kim Kardashian joked that after watching The Crown, she can totally rule a country, saying she's learned so much from a TV show. She felt the same way about boating after watching Gilligan's Island. Kardashian says she's excited to enter the actress phase of her career, seeming to forget she did a few very low-budget independent films years ago that launched her career. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to get warmer and more humid as we make our way into the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to around 84 today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, sunshine 88. By Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.